Well, you'll have to learn the hard way, I'm afraid, said Tonks. Metamorph magi are really rare. They're born, not made. Most wizards need to use a wand or potions to change their appearance. But we've got to get going, Harry. We're supposed to be packing, she added guiltily, looking around at all the mess on the floor. Oh, yeah, said Harry, grabbing up a few more books. Don't be stupid. It'll be much quicker if I... Pack! Cried Tonks, waving her wand in a long sweeping movement over the floor. Books, clothes, telescope and scales all soared into the air and flew pell-mell into the trunk. It's not very neat, said Tonks, walking over to the trunk and looking down at the jumble inside. My mum's got this knack of getting stuff to fit itself in neatly. She even gets the socks to fold themselves, but I've never mastered how she does it. It's a kind of flick. She flicked her wand hopefully. One of Harry's socks gave a feeble sort of wiggle and flopped back on top of the mess within. Ah, well, said Tonks, slamming the trunk's lid shut. At least it's all in. That could do with a bit of cleaning too. Scourgify! She pointed her wand at Hedwig's cage. A few feathers and droppings vanished. Well, that's a bit better. I've never quite got the hang of these sort of householdy spells. Right, got everything? Cauldron? Broom? Wow! A firebolt? Her eyes widened as they fell on the broomstick in Harry's right hand. It was his pride and joy, a gift from Sirius, an international standard broomstick. And I'm still riding a Comet 260, said Tonks enviously. Ah, well. One still in your jeans? Both buttocks still on? Okay, let's go. Locomotor trunk! Harry's trunk rose a few inches into the air. Holding her wand like a conductor's baton, Tonks made it hover across the room and out of the door ahead of them, Hedwig's cage in her left hand. Harry followed her down the stairs, carrying his broomstick. Back in the kitchen, Moody had replaced his eye, which was spinning so fast after its cleaning it made Harry feel sick. Kingsley Shacklebolt and Sturgis Podmore were examining the microwave, and Hestia Jones was laughing at a potato peeler she had come across while rummaging in the drawers. Lupin was sealing a letter addressed to the Dursleys.
Excellent, said Lupin, looking up as Tonks and Harry entered. We've got about a minute, I think. We should probably get out into the garden so we're ready. Harry, I've left a letter telling your aunt and uncle not to worry.
They won't, said Harry.
That you're safe?
That'll just depress them.
And you'll see them next summer.
Do I have to?
Lupin smiled but made no answer.
Come here, boy, said Moody gruffly, beckoning Harry toward him with his wand. I need to disillusion you.
You need to what? Said Harry nervously.
Disillusionment charm, said Moody, raising his wand. Lupin says you've got an invisibility cloak, but it won't stay on while we're flying. This'll disguise you better. Here you go.